This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Joining me today, my lovely co-host, the sports legend, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, played for the Rams, played for the New York Giants, one of your all-time greats. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Well, thank you. Every week we do this show.
Yes, we do.
My statue grows thanks to you.
It is. You're incredible. Yeah. We have a lot of stuff to cover and talk about here on the show this week, and it's been quite a week. We had we were going to invite you before the show today because it's National Hot Dog Month, and we were having hot dogs, and Courtney, our producer, said, "Well, save some for Fred," and I said, "Fred Dreyer will never eat a hot dog." When you go to the ball game or the football game, do you have a hot dog on occasion?
No.
Ever? When's the last hot dog that you can remember having?
Decades ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Decades.
Even when you were playing, did you eat a hot dog?
No.
Yeah, you're a good eater.
It's just that... I mean, if I was stuck in a position to where I had to have something to eat and there was a hot dog there, I might, depending on what it looked like.
Well, we got a hot dog out
it's
there
It's not
for
that
you.
Hot dog on Seinfeld. Remember it's, that one?
Yeah, that went around for a while. It's good.
it was there about a year and a half.
Yeah, we've got them for you. And they reheated them in the microwave. We got a lot to talk about. Colin Kaepernick is up for an award. I got to talk to you about that this week. Manny Machado upset about a lot of stuff that's going on. We've got Shaquille O'Neal was on Jimmy Kimmel's show. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about where we're at in the second half of the baseball season. What's going on in baseball? Does anybody have a great bullpen? We'll be talking about that as well, and we'll also talk, since we're talking about professional eating, we'll have to talk a little bit about the eating circuit with Joey Jaws Chestnut and Kobayashi.
Oh, those two guys are my favorite.
Yeah, they're
that's,
really
that,
good
to me, that's the biggest story. That's right here, folks.
It is good.
That's the biggest story
this week.
This week is the feud that has been bubbling under and finally has erupted.
And we'll be covering
it. With all of the condiments and all the relish and all the sauce you can imagine.
Your comments are needed. Email freddryer@crntalk.com. freddryer@crntalk.com. And that is your email address to get everything in there. freddryer@crntalk.com.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation. But it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, HomeAdvisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use HomeAdvisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. HomeAdvisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done, so don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
Why wait for Cyber Monday in November when Dell's Cyber Monday in July is on right now, and it's our biggest one ever? Score daily doorbusters up to $350 off this Monday through Friday on the very latest Dell and Alienware computers, including laptops with Intel Core processors. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on an amazing selection of electronics and accessories like Sony TVs. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Monday. That's 800-BUY-DELL for massive deals today.
You'll do it right to update your home to something more your style. Lowe's is here to help, and even better, we'll help you save. Step up your flooring with Pergo waterproof laminate flooring starting at just $248 per square foot, and get it installed for just $0.99 per square foot. Swap out your old bath vanity with a stylish new one and get up to 40% off select vanities during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Whatever you need to make stylish updates to your home, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. Licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the football legend, the acting legend. Before the show today, Fred, both you and I talked to our buddy Darren Peck over at Sports Byline, where Hooch carries this program. Also, Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick channel, has us on, and we're on CRN Digital Talk Radio, and it's kind of fun. And this week, our video, when we do this show, you can catch the video, and we're on all sorts of platforms now, not just Facebook Live. We're on Twitch. We're on Facebook. We're on Tiki Live, Roku, Periscope. We're everywhere, it seems to be, and also at crntalk.com. Bob Henry won't be calling in this week and complaining about the video being gone. Well, that's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing. Yes, it is.
And we got a lot of people out here. What do we got? Bruce is out there. Beverly has been commenting here at Facebook Live about everything, so
yep.
We like to read stuff. Let's get into the
What you're telling the fans is that we are growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, we are growing, and growing by leaps and bounds, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
He did a Nike commercial. You might have seen it.
No.
And he's gotten an Emmy nomination for his
of course.
His Dream Crazy ad,
yeah.
Which dropped back in, September was it of last year? And it featured Colin Kaepernick. Did he play, two seasons as a quarterback? Wasn't that about two?
Somewhere right in there, yeah.
Yeah, telling inspirational messages about overcoming the odds, and he used huge athletes to make his point.
Overcoming the odds of what?
One of the lines was, don't picture yourself wearing Odell Beckham's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. That was part of the thing. And he had other people like Serena Williams. He had, and if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. And so the ad was produced by a Portland agency, Weedon Kennedy, and they produced the Terry Crews Old Spice commercials, the Bud Lights Dilly Dilly. And so he's Colin Kaepernick's got a lot of competition, but coming up in September is going to be the big award show, and we don't know if Colin is going to be attending the award show.
I wonder why.
Nor do we know if he'll be standing for the anthem.
Or does anybody really care?
I don't. Do you?
No. Let's move on.
Yeah. I mean, this guy had his chance to sign and decided to go ahead and try to play free agency, and it didn't work out. And since that time, we've all been suffering. guy was kneeling, and just you know, now he's doing commercials. I'm glad. Good luck. I hope the could you get an Emmy over there. Just I hope you're not kneeling when you go and accept it. Maybe here's what we should do: when he gets the award, we should all kneel. How about that?
I'm done talking about that guy.
You don't want to talk about it. Okay, no, good. So what else are we having? You have no comments at all?
No, none at all. I have. I speaking of football and
yes,
and
football
and,
news.
And quarterback issues.
Yeah.
The Broncos are hoping that their poor quarterback play ends with the acquisition.
Yeah.
Acquisition of Flacco.
So they're going to get Joe Flacco. Well, Baltimore, right?
Wasn't Joe.
That? Joe was. He's a pretty good quarterback, but he's getting old, isn't he now? Isn't Joe Flacco?
You know what happened? I mean, somebody said this, and yeah. I remember. Remember when he took the Ravens to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and then he was on his option year. He never signed a
deal,
another extension contract.
Yep.
He gambled that he would have a good season, and in fact, he did. And he got rewarded by having a 5-6 year huge contract.
Right.
So as the money kept piling in, the bad performances kept piling up.
Right.
So they said, you know, but why do you think suddenly he's not performing that well? And it's probably because he's got his money and he's not really engaged anymore as a football player.
Interesting.
You know, so that happens, by the way. You know, you kind of you go to the Super Bowl, you attain your goal,
right.
You get paid for it. And then the team chemistry, players come and go. It does make a difference. And they had a couple of issues with that running back, Rice, punching out his girlfriend. Remember that? That
caused him some problems.
And,
you're right.
He's probably finished.
You think Joe Flacco's finished?
I mean, he probably
he's
is.
With Denver doesn't want to hear that. They just got him.
I know.
This is a problem. Here's the deal. They've had the Broncos. I like the Broncos. They've had four starting quarterbacks over the past two seasons. Well, they had Trevor Siemian. They had Paxton Lynch. They had Brock Osweiler. They had Case Keenum. I thought Case was pretty good. He was pretty good with the Rams. No, not star quality in your mind?
Well,
they had back-to-back seasons of double-digit losses for the first time since 66 and 67. That's a long time ago.
66.
Yes, double-digit losses.
That is a long time ago.
So they haven't finished above 19th in passing yardage in any of the past three seasons. You know, they got John Elway still there.
Peyton
Manning could come out of retirement. They've had some good guys in the past, but the Broncos, they get Flacco. He comes in from the Ravens in a pre-draft trade, and we'll see what happens. Are they keeping Case Keenum as a backup? What's going to be going on?
I don't know about that, but Elway says, and he would know, certainly, and I would know, but I mean, anybody would know, it's a hard position to fill.
Yeah.
Playing quarterback in the National Football League may be one of the toughest jobs in sports there is to do. And so Flacco's going to have his work cut out for him. He's going to go back there. He'll have John Elway to give him some support. He'll have somebody on the coaching staff that will understand what he's going through, because Elway went through it. And so once you get to a certain position in your career, you kind of know what to do to make adjustments to get you in a good position to take on the responsibility of another type of offense and other offensive personnel.
What about the altitude there in Denver, the Mile High City? We know what it does to baseballs, and sometimes they go flying out of the ballpark. What does it do to an older guy like Joe Flacco? You think he's going to be gasping for air? No? He'd be okay?
No, he's fine.
He'll get used to it? Okay.
He's like, he was not unlike any old fat tackle they got over there, huffing, puffing away.
Yeah.
He can puff pretty good up there.
I could puff. I think it'd be good.
Well,
to get
anybody would. I mean, you know,
it's a little bit thin air.
You got to be ready for it. But the point
deep.
But the point is, Flacco's got a good support system. They like him. He's probably the best of all the quarterbacks they brought in so far.
Right.
So
So it's good. You're right about this.
And head coach Vince Fangio.
Now, this guy, where did he come from? Do we know much about
him? I think
it
was Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of new coaches on this. Anyway, he is he's okay with it, right?
Well, yeah. Well, he says Flacco is going to be the starter.
Yeah.
So that's what the one thing you want to do. Two things for the benefit of Flacco and also for the benefit of the team. You want the team coming in to start the season off without anybody saying, you know, who's going to run the ship here from the quarterback spot. It's going to be Flacco, and he's got a lot of well-wishers, and you'll see. I mean, you know, he'll be reborn again, as it were. As they
I
say.
Think so. Sometimes a trade like this is good, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's not bad.
No, and you know, out of Baltimore into some new place, good fans in Denver. I think it could be a good thing. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
I hope so, because I like the Broncos. Not as much as the Rams, possibly, but we'll be back with more here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get four MyPillows. That's right, four for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363. 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you each and every week at this time on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio. If you want to take us with you wherever you go, on your smartphone, just dial #250, #250, and hit send. It's a phone call, #250, send. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk. They'll ask you a couple of questions. They'll download the app for you right to your phone, and you'll have us with you wherever you may be. Once again, here's Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, we were talking earlier before the break on Ezekiel
Elliott,
Ezekiel Elliott, the Dallas Cowboy running back, and talking about what tougher thing in life do you have to try to do to earn your $25 million a year?
Right.
The Arizona Cardinals have released offensive tackle Desmond Harris.
Yep.
Harrison, after a warrant was issued for his arrest on felony charges of assault in North Carolina.
Exactly.
A Greensboro police spokesman told multiple news outlets that an incident report was filed Tuesday. The charges would be assault on a person by strangulation and assault by a female on a female by a male. Here's a guy choking out women. Now, further details of the case were not immediately available. The Cardinals did not address why they released Harrison. We can figure it out why.
Yeah, exactly.
Harrison joined the Cardinals in June after the team claimed him off waivers from the Cleveland Browns. This is my point. A guy gets a second chance or a third chance in this guy's case.
Yep.
And he's there. He gets a chance to do something, have a career, make some money, get ahead in life. What does he do? He shows up and starts choking out women. There's no mystery as to why these people are on the rubble pile. After about a year or two.
They're their own worst enemies. They get a second chance to come back, and then they blow it.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to tie that into Ezekiel. It's not just a one or two guys. It's systemic.
It's something.
It really is aggravating to see people that unaware. You're young people in life, got your whole life ahead of you, and you're that stupid and you're that unaware. It's just amazing.
Now you got Manny Machado. Let's go to baseball here.
Yeah, we got Manny.
Big signing with the San Diego Padres this year. He goes on an explosive Instagram rant over the last few days. Apparently, he's on Instagram and he says, this is a... he goes live and he lays into these commentators on Major League Baseball's network, Eric Burns and Dan Plesac, and Machado's listening to these two making commentary on Marisnick, the guy from the Astros, who was hit by the Angels pitcher a little over a week after he slammed into the Angels catcher Jonathan LaCroix, and the collision with LaCroix, the catcher,
that was a tough collision.
Forced him into the hospital with a fractured nose, a concussion, and Marisnick had a 2-game suspension. And so Machado says on Instagram, he says, "Oh my God, this guy, Plesac and Burns, biggest tools out there. I don't know what they're talking about over there. They got to talk about something at least. They got to protect their people." He said Burns and Plesac defend Marisnick, who took his drilling in stride and helped calm down his teammates when the benches briefly cleared. But this is a deal. Machado says he thinks the coverage would have sounded very different if it was he that was involved, if Machado was involved, because he said it was just a case of the Angels protecting their guy. Now,
well,
what's your thoughts on it?
Machado now projects that it could have been him, and that's why he's outraged.
Yes.
It would have been me. It could have been me.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't you, so shut up and let the two guys work it out. It was a terrible collision, and it was something that I thought that should have been looked at. And I do understand that, catchers are vulnerable. They can really take a beating, and just like Posey up in San Francisco a couple of years ago, blew out his leg, and it affected his career. Certainly.
You can't run into the catchers now. The rules have been changed.
Well, I mean, this is true, and but if you're blocking the plate, you're you've got a problem.
You got a problem. So Manny Machado continues on Instagram. He's saying, was it dirty or not? I don't know. Did he have to make a decision real quick? Yeah, he did. But if it was me, I would have got probably 20 games. 20 games, 100%. But, you know, talking about the announcers now, the hosts on MLB Network, he says, but, you know, Burns, he knows everything about the game, talking about they threw at his head. What about when I got thrown at my head? Nobody was backing me up. They were saying that I deserved it. I deserve to get thrown at my head. God forbid somebody else gets thrown at. They back it up, and that's what this game is coming to now, guys like that.
But why is he projecting this onto him?
Because apparently these guys, Burns and Plesac, didn't like Machado. They talked about his lack of hustle. They talked about his reputation for dirty plays, and they've criticized him in the past. And, you know, Machado's
rightfully
got a history.
So. Everybody has.
Everybody has. Burns in the past has been a vocal critic of Machado's ill-behaved track record. He had an email in his newsletter last October after, remember when Manny Machado stepped on the Brewers' Jesus Aguilar during last season's National League Championship Series? That was a big deal. He didn't have to do that.
Yep.
Burns wrote down, we all make stupid mistakes and let our emotions get the best of us. As the years have gone on, I've done everything in my power to give Machado the benefit of the doubt, yet he obviously has not grown up and continues to be a complete and total disgrace to the game of baseball. So he said Machado's a talented player. He says, he's set to hit the free agent market this winter. If I was the owner of any of the 30 Major League Baseball clubs, there is zero chance I would give this dude one bleeping dollar. And, of course, he got what? How much money there? A 10-year, $300 million contract with the Padres.
Well, that's fine. I mean, he earned it. He negotiated it. That's fine. But suddenly Machado is taking the opportunity at someone else's misfortune.
Correct.
To comment on two people that don't like him.
Right.
Two announcers, Plesac and Burns.
They've gotten under his skin.
Yes, under his skin. Well, he's got thin skin to begin with, But this he doesn't know how bad he looks by co-opting this to make this about him.
He looks bad, right?
He's terrible.
Let me ask you this. You played for many years, okay? Did anybody, any announcer, anybody get under your skin or try to get under your skin?
Well, in those days, you know, it was everybody was under the scope of Howard Cosell. Everybody was under the scope of a bigger and bigger and meaner media. And
but you didn't get upset about it. You didn't let it bother you.
It was fun. We looked at it as fun.
There you go.
We looked at it.
That's the way you got to have the right attitude when you look at it, and not everybody's got this hateful attitude these days. I don't know. Take a chill pill. Calm down. We're here in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Mike Mahorn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll get to the emails a little bit later on in the show here.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
In the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us. The Yankees have made a trade. You know, trading deadline comes up this year at the end of July, and then that's it. They announced that outfielder Terrence Gore they got from the Royals in exchange for cash. The guy, 28, he's just had 77 plate appearances in six big league seasons, but he's been a pinch runner and stolen like 40 bases in 49 attempts, and the Yankees want to have that aspect to their game to be able to steal. What do you think? A lot of these teams need bullpen help if they're going to get into the postseason. And I don't know anybody's got an outstanding, strong bullpen these days. With that ball being juiced, the balls are sailing out of the park. What do you think, Fred?
Well, look, as we've talked about before, the balls are different. They are more lively. They cut through the air quicker, like a golf ball would. There's no resistance like there was before. So that being true, you've got a lot of ERAs and bullpens across the major leagues going through the roof.
Going crazy.
So I would think that what teams are doing now is they're really starting to do the best they can and find out if they have what it takes bullpen-wise to go into the playoffs.
A lot of blowing saves these days, yeah. You know, and you got to have the middle relievers because these starters only go 4-5 innings, maybe 6 tops, and you need to get a strong bullpen. And I don't know of anybody. I mean, this is what you got to have to win these days.
Well, look, you know, all these teams are now really starting to shake out how they want to play in these playoffs. You know, the way these teams are now geared, there's so much home run power coming from all these playoff teams. They want to get on base, and they also want to get these guys to cross home plate, and you're going to need speed on the base paths, and there's a lot of movement in Major League Baseball to do just that.
And you do feel the ball is juiced, right?
It completely is.
Yeah, I think that it is. I believe what Justin Verlander said.
Is he making it up?
I don't know. It's out there now, and Major League Baseball said maybe there's a difference, but the stitching, as you mentioned, could be different. Anyway, your thoughts on that, please get them to us. Follow Fred on Twitter with Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred's on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then we get all these great emails. If you send them to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Mike, are you aware that 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35? If you do want to keep your hair, by the time you notice that it's starting to go, it's too late. And so the solution to this is 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and this one's for you, Mike, sexual wellness. A well-known generic equivalents and name brand prescriptions which can help you keep your hair. There's prescription solutions here backed by science, and you can order now. Listeners to this show can get a trial month of this whole service here, 4hims.com, for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can head to the website, 4hims.com/wrestling. That is 4hims.com/wrestling. And if you go to that website, make sure you put the /wrestling. You can get a trial month for just $5 right now. So check it out, 4hims.com/wrestling.
And now today's Valero Minute. Top-tier detergent gasoline is the premier standard for gasoline performance, endorsed by 7 of the world's top automakers. But why top-tier? Top-tier detergent gasoline reduces deposits on critical engine parts, which hurts engine performance. And top-tier detergent gasoline contains higher levels of cleaning additives to keep a vehicle's intake system clean, improve mileage, reduce emissions, and provide unsurpassed anti-corrosion protection. And now a word from Valero.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand, for taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
When is a pencil more than a pencil? When it takes me from art class
to gallery walls worldwide.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for our 50-cent deals. Staples composition books, two-pocket poly folders, 12-pack yellow number 2 pencils, and 24-pack Crayola crayons, all 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. In store only. Offer ends 8/3/19. Limit 5 on pencils, limit 30 on comp books, folders, and crayons, while supplies last.
Thanks to the legendary Mike Gary for technically producing our show today. And, of course, to the lovely Courtney Kader for being our regular show producer.
Is that who that was?
That was Mike Gary. Yeah, he's in here. He sets your...
It's just a kind of like a...
He's kind of in and out. Glides
shadow.
In.
He's shadow.
And he co-hosts with you on occasion, in case you forgot.
Oh, that Mike.
That Mike
that
Gary,
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, right. Show host Mike. All right, so we got a little more football news for you. This guy, Ezekiel Elliott, in trouble again. He's under investigation. That whole Las Vegas incident, we're on in Las Vegas, by the way, and the Ezekiel Elliott, there's an altercation apparently that was with the security guard. TMZ is talking about it now. The rep for the Los Angeles, or the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, says that they were contacted by Kyle Johnson, who claims he was he's the security guard, who claims he was the victim of a battery committed by NFL star Ezekiel Elliott. And the incident's under investigation. The guy's Johnson, this Kyle Johnson's 19 years old, stated he was going to file a police report over the May 19th incident at the Electric Daisy Carnival, which something you and I haven't attended.
Yeah,
sounds like something
a hell of a carnival here.
Good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cotton candy, all that good stuff of the Electric Daisy Carnival.
It's good.
And apparently Ezekiel Elliott knocked this guy, Kyle Johnson, the security guard, to the ground during a dispute in the parking lot. And at the time...
I saw the tape.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Ezekiel has a problem.
At the time, the police officers working at the event detained Ezekiel. By the way, he plays for the Dallas Cowboys. He's running back there. They placed him in handcuffs, but then he was not arrested because the security guard, Kyle Johnson, told them he, at that time, did not want to press charges. So at the time, the police described the incident as a battery, since Ezekiel Elliott clearly used his body. Is that what you saw in the film, to push the security
guard
into a metal gate?
Yeah, he bullied him.
He gave a football move.
Yeah,
right?
Well, he bullied him. Yeah, that's what he did.
He bullied him. Knocked him to the ground.
Well, Johnson publicly demanded a, quote, sincere apology from Zeke. And if he didn't get it, he'd explore legal options.
Well, he probably didn't get it, right?
He didn't get it.
Didn't get it, so now he's looking at his legal options. And the representatives for each side have accused, on Ezekiel's side, the reps say that guy, Kyle Johnson, security guard, was running an extortion scheme.
That's what he was doing.
Implying that the security guard was getting money from... Ezekiel, and more interested in that than getting justice. I don't think so. If the guy wasn't going to press charges at first, I think he just wanted an apology, right?
Yeah. Look, it's very simple today, you know, with these athletes. And there's another story down here someplace else, you know, of pro football players, but all athletes certainly today nowadays because of social media. Yes. Everything is out. Everything you do, say, or think is out for speculation and to be poked at. And if you're not a good citizen, if you punch somebody out or you push somebody around, it's gonna come out whether you like it or not. And if you don't know enough, and a lot of these guys don't, you know, they got a glove compartment full of money and cash. They're riding around in these high-end cars.
Oh, sure.
And they don't, which is fine. But contrast that with bad behavior. I've always thought that, you know, I remember, you know, in the days of the early Ram days here in L.A.
Right.
You know, guys who were in training camp as a last-ditch effort. And they would be late to meetings, and you know, and then you'd wonder why they had a problem in life. You know, you're getting an opportunity in life. You're making a lot of money, and you show up in public like this, and you behave poorly, and then you're outraged at what the possibility is of being sued is. And the other thing else is I heard some other criticisms of this, not only this act, but of Ezekiel Elliott. You know, and a couple of people that highly regarded on the sports talk radio circuit, you know, nationally, said that the Cowboys ought to get rid of him.
Yeah, there was discussing about that, and they were the NFL has conducted their own investigation. They decided not to suspend Ezekiel for violating the league's personal conduct policy, but apparently Ezekiel did issue a statement apologizing for his actions that night. But now it's maybe a little too little, too late. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, there is an old axiom. You know, one way to get fired is not fire the people you should fire.
That's true.
And so
you've said that many times.
Well, and believe me,
it spoils the mixture of
well in sports. You know, if you got somebody who's is contrary to what the philosophy and what the activity is on the team, you got to just simply say, you know, something, it's not worth it. Goodbye. And doing that kind of sends a message to the rest of the team. Hey, we've got someone here that is doing the right thing. The guy might be a hell of a ball player, but he can go be a great ball player somewhere else. And we all know this. When people retire, when people get hurt, they don't play, you realize life goes on regardless if you're there or not.
It's not worth it, Fred. Goodbye. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Fred Dreyer. I've had a MyPillow for 2 years. Before that, I had sleeping problems. Pillows would go flat, I would flip and flop all night, I would wake up with a sore neck and a sore back and maybe even a headache. Made right here in the United States with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And it's only available at MyPillow.com when you use the promo code WINNER. That's two premium pillows, just $69.98, with the promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com or call 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com promo code WINNER for a fantastic offer.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. You know, baseball has changed, Fred, here with a lot of the review of a lot of the calls at first base, any of the bases. They can review them now. They haven't been able to review the strike zone. You and I have seen a lot of pitches that sometimes they call them strikes. They look like balls. And now they're talking about coming up with a robot, an automated strike zone robot that would be the umpire behind home plate. And they've started to test this in the Atlantic League. They installed robot umpires as part of a 3-year agreement with Major Baseball. They're testing it out. And there's a pact that has led to a number of a few tweaks in there. And now already someone has taken the exception with a call by the robot, the TrackMan system, it's called. And it led to the person in question being ejected from the game. Remember Frank Viola? He was a big league all-star.
You bet.
Yeah, 1988 American League Cy Young Award winner. He's now the pitching coach for the High Point Rockers. And he was tossed out on the 12th of this month after objecting to the automated strike zone in the first inning of the first game since the robots were placed in charge. The very first inning, he gets upset about this. And Viola wanted the umpire, a guy by the name of Tim Detweiler, to overrule some close calls, and Detweiler declined. Things snowballed from there, and so somebody still got thrown out of the game. I like that. I like people thrown out of games. What do you think on this?
Well, they should automate arguing with a designated robot that each manager can send out to home plate.
So, in other words, you would have a robot that would do the arguing for you.
He would come out and argue for me.
That's good. He would do the kick dirt on the other robots.
Exactly.
Screen.
Yeah, and he would yell, you dirty, rotten SOB. Be kind of fun.
Yeah, kick it on there, then you get thrown out of the game.
But look, this is interesting because, you know, the new ownership and the the computerization and the mechanicalization of everything in America
yes.
today is demanding that we now take our sacred institutions and change them and bring them up to speed, because they're not contemporary and they're not modern.
Right.
And young people won't understand what a called third strike is. If a human does it, they'll understand it and appreciate it and buy more tickets if a robot does it.
Got to have the robots.
You got to have the robots. So this is just I love this. This is exactly what they're asking you to do. The Atlantic League players are now stuck. You know, there's many of them. It says right down here. You know, there's many of them are trying to get back into professional baseball, and they run up against, you know, a robot who makes bad
calls.
There's nothing worse
than an umpire makes bad calls when the robot makes bad calls.
When the robot is jerking these guys around here, who do you argue with?
What do you think people that were, you know, some of the geeky computer people could go in there, really screw up the robot and start having to make preposterous calls on balls and strikes? That'd get them going.
Can you imagine this? This is really funny. Somebody should do a little visual on this thing and put a robot with an umpire's outfit on and have him do all the gestures, raising the arm, strike one. You know, have them doing all of this stuff. It would just be terrific. And now, and then he gets it wrong.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of this thing.
You can watch it on TV with the strike
zone. This is good.
Email time. Daryl says to you, Fred, he says, always be you. That's what God wants for all of us. God bless you for all the entertainment you've given me throughout my life. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Class of 78, by the way, from Lawndale High School. Did you go there?
I did go there. I went there in 60 to 64.
There you go.
Yeah.
Carl says, you were great as a football player for the Los Angeles Rams, and you were the star of the show for NBC's Hunter. Love you.
Thank you.
Loved you there. Joshua, here's a big deal. Joshua wrote you a long note. He says, dear Fred Dreyer, huge fan of yours, still a fan of your show, Hunter. You play a tough, no-nonsense, man's man cop named Rick Hunter. I'm 40 years young. I'm straight edge. I want to be tough, no-nonsense, a man's man 50-year-old cop, just like Rick Hunter was. And I want to say happy birthday back when I was 13 to 19 years old, when we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the fake reality shows like the Kardashians, Temptation Island, and all that stuff.
Right.
And then he complains. He says, now the Democrats have made smoking weed in America to be a medical medicine for our kids and our little babies. I'm strongly against this because it's a better way to get appropriate medicine and appropriate meds for kids and babies. He says, I just want to be like Rick Hunter by showing the bad guy no mercy and giving the bad guys a lot of pain so we can have man-man cops on TV.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so, and you're right about it. Your instincts are correct. Don't let anybody push you around off your instincts.
He said a man-man cop didn't wear tattoos or earrings.
Well, it is.
There you have it. That's Joshua. Really a strong thing.
Very good, Joshua. Excellent.
Email us at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Alicia says, Mr. Dreyer, I'm a huge fan of yours since I was a little girl. You are one of my favorite actors. Very talented. God bless. Take care. Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
really
it.
Nice as people are
thank you.
Getting information out to you now. This is follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, email him FredDreyer@crntalk.com. And if they want you to autograph something, they need to send a self-addressed stamped envelope so you can end the thing they want autographed, right?
Yes. I mean, it would be best if you could supply what you wanted me to autograph, photograph, picture of some sort, or, you know, send me something, a helmet or a football or something. I'll do that and I'll get it back to you.
SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, all of our great affiliates, thank you for joining us. We're here every week at this time. It is the Sports Loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. We got more straight ahead. Stay with us.
A Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, a man we call Sultan, Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end of the Rams and the New York Giants and the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer from Hunter.
Yes, sir.
So we got a beautiful picture here that's sent to us from Pamela. It's an episode called The Baby Game from 1988 in which you caught a dirty dog. And it looks like you're handcuffing this guy while he's trying to have a picnic or something. He's got hot dogs all over the ground.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's not me. That's not me cuffing him.
It's not. Who is it?
That's, I don't know. It's either another actor playing a reserve officer or someone there, you know, tidying up after we arrested somebody. But that's not me down there.
That's not. Okay. So,
no.
All right. And so Pamela also says, hi, Mr. Dreyer. You talked about the game on your show a few months ago. Wondering if you have anything more to add. It's a great photo of you about to sack Fran Tarkington. Not sure if it was the 74 NFC Championship game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it might have been. And it is a sore spot with me. I was called offsides.
Oh boy!
And I sacked Tarkington. But they said, "Now, no, it's not a sack. You were offsides." And they got a first down, and then they eventually scored the winning touchdown.
Oh no!
So, you know, when you go take one of the reasons I was so vehemently upset is that the line judge that's literally on each side of the ball at the line of scrimmage, did not make the call. The side judge over here about 20 yards down the field made it.
You called the officials donkeys, I think, after that game, right?
I probably did.
That's what
it sounds like. Stupid epithet you would use to.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget.
Is that it?
Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Download our app. Take us with you wherever you go. Pound 250 on your phone. It's a phone call. Say CRN Talk. The app will be loaded to your phone. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.